I'm Dave Daly, and this is From the Sidelines. Today, we visit a club that was founded in 1955, and the motto is Purity in Our Hearts, Strength in Our Limbs, and Action to Our Words. Today, I'm at Nafina GA Club in Glasnevin in Dublin.
Is Misha Cormacott on a coup, August is more on privilege, Gumsev, more Carhirla Concha, or Common Luclas Gael Nafina. I'm Cormacott on a coup, and it's a great privilege and honour for me to be the current chair of the Gaelic community of Nafina GAA. And I suppose as a GAA unit, we're a community-based volunteer community focused on promoting our Indigenous games, sports and culture. And from relatively humble beginnings here in 1955, where 200 members broke away from an existing club of CJ Kickham's and founded a new club called Nafina. It's remarkable how it's grown and how it's taken hold in the middle of a strong urban area in North Dublin here. We've now come to a stage where we cater for just over 4,000 members, 200 competitive teams, a range of cultural and social activities. And what's, I suppose, most remarkable about it is those 400 members, 82% are within 3 kilometres of where we sit here in Mulvey Road today. So it's an intrinsic part of the local community, remarkably interwoven with life from the cradle to the grave, so to speak. And this year, where we had the great honour for the first time since our foundation in 1955, that we won and secured for our community our first ever Dublin Senior Hurling title, a club title, and went on to represent Dublin in Leinster all the way to the Leinster final, where we had the honour of playing in Croke Park. Unfortunately, went down by a single point to a team from Kilkenny, O'Loughlin Gaels, and a great team who went on to compete in the All-Ireland final. It's remarkable that our success and our growth in numbers, attracting so many people from the local area, brings with its own set of challenges, and they particularly in an urban environment with pressure on space. Many range around access to facilities and pitches and grass. So we currently operate in 13 separate locations scattered across North Dublin, 5 of which we manage directly, and indeed our volunteers and our facilities crew, an amazing bunch of men and women, are responsible for the maintenance of up to 55 acres of space which is used for it. And they take responsibility for the cutting of the grass, the lining of the pitches, the cutting of the bushes, the drainage of the fields. And it's a remarkable voluntary endeavour, without which we certainly wouldn't be able to continue to operate. And indeed, when people have the pleasure of seeing our great players like Owen Murchin or Donald Burke or Leah Caffrey, or any of our great players playing inter-county in Croke Park, if it wasn't for the work and the hard graft of the volunteer effort of those countless hours, our communities wouldn't get to experience the passion and the pleasure of witnessing those great achievements.
The club caters for large numbers across various locations in the area and are proud of its history of producing well-known people on and off the pitch.
We're very proud, Vina, not only for our contribution locally, but more on a national, a countywide and a national level. Great influence throughout the association in the development of the organisation of the association from the greats of our founding members, including the great Jimmy Gray, who was the man who appointed the great Kevin Heffernan as Dublin football manager in the 70s and saw the renaissance of Gaelic games in Dublin. The success of one of our best known members, John Horan, who was a former Éireachtaín of an Cumann Luachas Gael. And then on the playing field, a plethora of heroes we do, and currently we admire the efforts of the current county manager, our very own Desi Farrell, along with some of our great playing and on-field members, our current crop and crew, the likes of Owen Murchin more recently, and across in the female, which equality has always been a big issue with us here and always something that we always strive for. Great to recognise the amazing inputs of our female players, particularly in the footballing prowess, going back to Mary Nevin, one of the first Dublin All-Ireland, but more recently, more better known for some of the listeners, maybe the greats of Hannah Tyrrell and our own Leah Caffrey, who's a daughter of the great John Caffrey, a former All-Ireland winner too.
Now we join Michael and Kira with the nursery players on the all-weather pitch.
So my name is Michael Carr. I'm juvenile chair here in Nafina, and we're here in the nursery this morning. The group we have here at the moment is the 2017 girls, so all the girls born in 2017, and we're doing hurling and camogie. So as you can see around us, it's a hive of activity. There's a lot of buzz going on. We've a huge number of kids here. So normally this time of year with the weather bad, it would be less, but probably today we'd be expecting about 500 kids. And as the weather improves through the summer, we'd be hitting maybe 650, 700 in the morning.
Okay, just in terms of what you actually do here, in terms of basic skills, I see the ball is a little bit larger than normally played, but what's the kind of format for the beginning?
So down here to our right, we're teaching the girls how to kick a ball. Here, we're teaching them how to catch. And then in the top corner, we have a focus, they're doing balance and agility. So we have a huge focus in the club on athletic development, the girls and the boys as well, for later on. So we're building that athletic base.
Hi, my name is Kira, and I joined Nafina 3 years ago with my daughter Quilin when she was in nursery one. She was about 4 years old, and I thought it would be something nice for her and I to do after my third little girl was born. So we used to come down every single Saturday. I was a mentor, and she would take part in alternating football and hurling each week.
I can hear the clash of the ash in the background here.
I know, it's fabulous. So they're learning today, they're learning lock, point, strike. So they're all going around saying lock, point, strike, in that order.
So we've got future champions here on this
pitch
today.
I would expect so. Look at the amount of them. There's loads of them. Loads of them down here today, and huge enthusiasm.
Mark Cooper is the GPO. He's responsible for games promotion at the club and around local schools.
Hi, my name is Mark Cooper, and I am the games promotion officer here in Nafina. As part of my role in the club, I look after the nursery on a Saturday morning, which has several hundred members in it, up to, I think, 500. And then I kind of coach in the schools around Glasnevin, Drumcondra area during the week. So about a dozen schools, I think, in total. And then I'd look after the coach education piece as well for the parents. So all the beginning foundation courses for the parents who are interested in coaching, and anyone who's involved with teams, trying to upskill them from a little mentor's point of view. So, yeah, that's what I do.
And your own background obviously has a bit of GAA in it.
So my own background does have GAA in it. So the club here was founded in 1955, and my grandfather was one of the founder members. So he was a founder member. My mother and father worked in the bar. I played since I was four, and my own little one will be playing. So we're I think, probably one of the first, fourth generation families in the club, which is amazing. So myself and my two brothers are still playing adult football. I think between us we have about 60 years playing adult football between us, never mind actually playing in the club. So probably here all in total about 30 years myself, and yeah, love the place.
So the foundation level for parents, and is this done in the sort of classroom and then on the pitch?
So there's a couple, yes. So for the foundation, it's like the introduction to coaching and Gaelic games course. They do a practical session and they do a theory based session. So the theory based session is kind of around the theory about how to coach, and the practical stuff is kind of coaching each other and kind of learning best practices, what the kids will enjoy, what the kids kind of resonate to, and just making sure that the kids have the best environment to hopefully grow and flourish. Yeah.
Gráinne Ryan looks after a group of special players who play every Saturday, and they're known as the GAA All-Stars.
Hi, my name is Gráinne Ryan, and I'm involved with the Nafina GAA for All All-Stars group, and it's an initiative for coaching and GAA for children with additional needs. We've kind of gone from strength to strength the last 2 years. We have 20 children taking part from 5 years up to 17 years, and it's great. It's my favourite part of the week of everything we do in the club. We really work on fundamental movement skills. We throw in some OT exercises for some of the children. There's socialisation going on. There's social skills. We've really brilliant coaches who volunteer on Saturday mornings. Our best coaches are our teenagers, who really relate our senior group. There's a lot of fun, a lot of messing, a lot of slagging going on between the children and the coaches, and some siblings as well, brothers and sisters. The rivalry is brilliant. We're always looking for new coaches, and we're always open for new children to join as well, to play and to train with us.
Okay, you see, this is an important part of the community and your social responsibility, and it's very nice to give sort of something back, and it's probably a brilliant thing to take part in, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's I suppose, because there's no championship come summertime, it's in we go, let's have a bit of fun. There's lots of fun involved, lots of games, and it's an outlet for different people, different skill sets with the coaches, and we pitch it at the level, at the ability of the children. So there's different groups to go to, lots of different activities, even there's songs, there's obstacle courses, everything to, and there's no pressure on anybody to perform to a high level. Now there are children, the senior group are coming along so well with Donal and their and Kira with their football skills and their hurling skills and crossbar challenge, things like that. So there's a fun element, but there's a competitive element to it as well. As much as we all talk about fun, we're intrinsically competitive too. But it's great. And then, like as I said, it's my favourite part, my favourite hour of the week with everything we do in the club. And like that, it's great for all the children who have watched their older brothers and sisters or their younger brothers and sisters be part of teams and have their jersey. These guys now have their own training session. We have our own jerseys, and we have our own WhatsApp groups and everything like that. So there's a place, like everything in Nafina, there's a place for everybody.
And now the final word from the kids at the Nafina Nursery.
On the count of three, we're going to say 1, 2, 3, Nafina. 1, 2, 3.
You've been listening to From the Sidelines at Nafina in Glasnevin. I'm Dave Daly. If your club would like to take part, please send us an email to sidelines@nova.ie. Be part of it. From the Sidelines, coming to a sideline near you soon.